We start things off this week with a look at an element of New Jersey's history and heritage, which has been in a long delayed process of returning. The railway throughout the 19th and 20th centuries made New Jersey a major force in a variety of industries and provided useful travel means, obviously, for residents. The Lackawanna Cutoff in northwest New Jersey was a major part of that rail network. Called to restore that railway began back in the 1990s, for the most part. And while the planning of the project has advanced, any actual construction has faced delay after delay. And one more delay just popped up this past week. My first guest this week joins us to explain the latest of these delays. He's a journalist with the New Jersey Herald, Bruce Scruton. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good to have you here. NJHerald.com on the web to learn more about this story and the other stuff that's happening through northwest New Jersey. And I guess the old saying used to be, you've got bats in your belfry, but if you got, and you can get cured, but if you got bats in your habitat, you can't build a railway.
Well, it depends on what kind of bats. And in this particular case, there's a species of bat known as the Indiana bat that has been on the federal endangered list for many, many years. And then just recently they put on the long-eared brown bat on the threatened list. And the issue here really is that in the summertime, when these bats are living in or sleeping in trees in the daytime, the federal government doesn't want people going out and cutting down a lot of woods. And if you're trying to build a train station or even clear old railroad tracks, you're going to have a lot of trees that need to be cut, and it just can't be done.
And this involves the proposed Andover train station as part of the Lackawanna Cutoff, which I guess the first question comes about with, didn't the planners and the engineers look at the calendar?
Yeah, but then you've got an awful lot of red tape that covers over the calendar. And this is just an opinion on my part. It just seems like the calendar is to get stuff done does not coincide with the calendar of going through the process of getting permits, et cetera. In this particular case, the permits came through at the end of March. Well, the deadline to do any clearing is April 1st. So now, until November 15th, you can't really do any major clearing of land because of the bat's habitat. So now it's another 9 months, 8.5 months delay.
So is this going to freeze any advancement of the restoration, or can they go over to another section and do something over there?
As I understand it, if they can get some equipment in, and we're only talking about an 8 mile stretch of railroad. That's all that they're doing, and it's taken all of these years to do this. If they can get some equipment in, they can work on the tunnel. There's an actual tunnel that goes through a mountain. It's only a 1,000-foot-long tunnel, but even from the days when the railroad was active, even in the early 1900s, rocks are always falling from the ceiling of this tunnel. And what they have to do is now line the tunnel with concrete. They got to put in new electric service and all of that. That's a $25 million project. But there have been trees that have grown up on the right-of-way of the railroad track because there's no tracks there. And if they can get the equipment around, they can get some stuff in there. But they haven't even gone out to bid on that particular contract yet.
And the whole bidding process and the red tape involved with that. So we're not looking at any kind of shortcut as far as this is concerned.
Yeah, no, the Lackawanna Cutoff, which was built as a shortcut, is not a shortcut, no.
And just a little background, it was opened back in 1911 along its length from Fort Morris to the bridge crossing the Delaware River. Just upstream Portland, Pennsylvania track, it had only slight changes in the elevation, almost no curves, so it was pretty fast speed limit, around 70 miles an hour, closed as a commercial railway in the 1960s, and NJ Transit got its hands on it. Plans exist for the remaining 21 miles of the cutoff to be rebuilt, so that would link to existing lines that lead to Scranton, PA, so that would, in effect, allow you to go from Scranton, PA to New York City by train.
Well, that was the hope way back, you know, long before I ever came into New Jersey. They've talked about doing that sort of thing. And, you know, the thought always was that people would build in Pennsylvania and then take the train in rather than take Interstate 80, which is overcrowded, to say the least, in the mornings with commuters now.
Yep, and the occasional jackknife tractor trailer by exit 19 on the Jersey side.
Yes. It's you know, in theory, I guess it is a great idea. In practice, there's an awful lot of moving parts that have to mesh together. Like you were saying, the bat, it limits time on the calendar to do things. There's other restrictions that DEP had put on. At one point, DEP had said, yeah, go ahead and build this station. And then there's a new railroad station that has to be built for the passengers to get on and off the train and stuff. And DEP had said, go ahead, but then apparently another part of DEP came along and said, oops, there's a stream there, and we're reclassifying all the streams. That becomes now a Class A stream, which means you can't build within 300 feet of either side of the stream. Well, the railroad station was like 150 feet from the stream, which was allowable under the old rules. So this whole process had to start over again to get the new permits to allow. They've shortened up the parking lot a little bit. I think they moved the station just a few feet on the plans and stuff. But now, even though they got the permits, they have to wait because it's all an overgrown lot.
Having our time, Bruce Grudem from New Jersey Herald, talking about the latest delay in the restoration of Lackawanna Cutoff, njherald.com on the web. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. I was saying to Bruce before we came on the air this morning how at the time I was a disc jockey and one of our affiliates, 106.3, was actually at the Blairstown Railroad Station up in Blairstown. Obviously, this is after the tracks were and the trains were long gone. And I guess the founders of this entire movement way back around 1990 came to us and tried to get us to promote their cause, which is, you know, come to some fruition at least, because we see plans at least on the drawing board, which I guess is, you know, you look for any needle in the haystack to hold on to. I guess the something on the drawing board is better than nothing.
Well, I think it's more of a life preserver in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah,
that's what they've been holding on to. Yeah, I mean, the project is taken so long that the costs have gone up, and then you need to get more money. And
the financial state of the state has drastically changed from a decade ago.
Right. Congressman Frelinghuysen has been a point of contact down in Washington and has managed to get a lot of the money for this project. I think there's like $25 million that the federal government has committed to doing the tunnel work, which is a big project. And then transit is getting some money from regular federal and state grants and stuff to do a lot of the other work. And then transit is also putting in some of their own money.
But then on the flip side, there's been no funding for anything west of Andover. So,
correct. At this point, it's an entry point into Sussex County, actually. And I hope that it becomes a place where people from over in the eastern part of the state will use it coming over here for weekend trips and, you know, just come and see the beautiful Sussex County.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have all these railroad stations that we still have standing to some degree. There's been greater advancements in the restoration, like in Greendale and other locations, to restore those. It'd be nice to have them as functioning places of transit and tourism as opposed to historical landmarks.
True. People can travel both ways on those rail lines. So people could come into Sussex as well as go out of Sussex.
Well, if you're listening, if you've been wondering why the delay after so many years of talking and planning, here's the latest reason why: the bats. And we'll see how the NJ Transit and other parties deal with that and try to get some sort of advancement around these things that are prohibiting a lot of advancement. keep on top of this story and everything else around for Northwest New Jersey. It's the New Jersey Herald, njherald.com on the web. And we've been joined this morning by one of the great journalists, Bruce Rutan. Bruce, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Well, thanks, Chris, and have a good rest of the weekend, and enjoy next week.